101.
Yeah.
We are up to the we are up to almost finished. Mi chamoicha boile mashem. Just one more chazal. It is on page 901. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down on the very, very bottom of the page. Likutei Shas.
Yeah.
Where it says the caption Likutei Shas. There you go down 6 lines, and we have one more chazal in this pasuk. Mi chamoicha boile mashem. Who is like you? B'loshem be'elu shachedim karnosim eloi kois. Mativam, these people who shachedim, the others call them gods. Shachedim koirin oisan eloi kois. Mativan oznayim lohem velo yishmahu. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, we say this in Halah. There's a Nizmon Halah who refer to Avodah Zarah. They have eyes, but they do not see, ears, they do not hear. They have a nose, and they do not breathe. Like, you know, the joke, they always, you know, there are certain people that they're davening with a lot of kavana. What are they thinking when they shuckle, they close their eyes? What's the kavana they're supposed to have? I understand when you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, there's a lot of kavana. I understand when you say, Hirotzu Milufanech Hashem, Lohen, Vilohen, Shibon, Beis HaMikdash. What are you chuckling when you say Einayim Lohem below Yishmo? What's the big heavy duty kavana that you're supposed to have when you're describing idols? An idol is an idol. That's what it is. Einayim Lohem. Okay, it's a joke. But in any case, it says over here Aznayim Lohem below Yishmo Avol Nish Abav Ahoy Ha'olam Einay Kein Elo Shonea Tifila. Adecho kol basar yovo. Hashem is the one to whom all prayers go. The Oimer, and here is the other pasuk. This he's giving this in Maimon Chazal, the Mechilta. The Mechilta, the Rashbi. Ramachol, you familiar with this? Mechilta, the Rashbi. We have the Mechilta, the regular Mechilta. Is it different than the regular Mechilta?
I have learned the regular
Mechilta. Regular Mechilta is called Medrash Halacha and Shemais. And there always chazes, you say that there is Medrash Halacha. What is Medrash? Medrash Agoda? And Medrash Halacha, Medrash Agada is Medrash Rabbah. 5 books. There's a Medrash Rabbah on Bereshis, on Shemois, on Vayikra, Bamidbar, Dvarim, and there's Medrash Halacha. And what Medrash Halacha is really, the Medrash Halacha is really the Hagdama, is the Makor for the Talmud Bavli. The Talmud Bavli really is built upon the Medrash Halacha. What is Medrash Halacha? Well, there's no Medrash Halacha on Chumash Bereshis. You know why? Because there's kemat, no mitzvahs. There's no halacha, there are no mitzvahs. Even though the chinuch says there are 3, whatever, but there's kemat, no mitzvahs. So where does the mitzvahs begin? HaChodesh HaZelech HaMarosh Chodoshim. The Mechilta is the Medrash Halacha and Chumash Shemoi, starting with Parshas Bo. HaChodesh Elohim. What is the Medrash Halacha and Chumash on Chumash Vayikra? So it's known as Sifra. The book, otherwise known as Toiras Koyhanim. It goes by 2 names. It goes by the name Toiras Koyhanim or by the name Sifra. What is the Medrash Halacha on Bamidbar and Devarim? Sifrei, B'loshon Rabim. Not Sifri, Sifrei. There are 2 books. The book of Medrash Halacha on Bamidbar and the book of Medrash Halacha on Devarim. So this is Medrash Halacha. So, Ramachal, what does it mean over here? The Mechilta is the name of the Medrash Halacha on the Chumash Shemot, starting with Parashas Bo HaChodesh HaZelochem. But here it's starting the Mechilta Derashbi. Is that the same thing as regular Mechilta? I don't think so.
Well,
yes, it's another type of Medrash. Over here he's telling us a new Yisrael. This pasuk here, Oz Nidru, Yirei Hashem Ish El Re'ei Vayakshev Hashem Vayishmo. This pasuk is very fascinating.
One second. Mechilta Derashbi is another Mechilta. It's Mechilta Yishmael. Mechilta Derashim Re'echai. We don't have it in full. Rishayim had it. We just have fragments.
Fragments. So the regular Mechilta, what is that called? The Rishwal. Okay, Shukayach. Good, we have Shiat Tishma, the Rav came at the right time to correct us from saying nonsense. Thank you very much. Come more often, please. Set us in the Derech HaYosha. Okay, we have here the Mechilta. Rav Kloidimus Kalman is on the screen. He's not here in person. Welcome.
We have Sheva Brachot. Shabbat Sheva Brachot. So, we're driving.
Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov.
Mm-hmm.
Kalman.
A kleinim is Kalman, down the screen.
We learned yesterday about Rabbi Shmuel Rav Nachum B'Shem Rabbi Yonason. Remember?
What did we learn?
Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman said B'Shem Rabbi Yonason Shmonim V'Chamisho.
Yeah.
That Rabbi Shmuel, in the first of he did most of the Agadahs.
Yeah. Come from him?
On the Chumash come from him.
Okay, wow, I didn't know that.
So when he says Shmuel, he could have done this Shmuel.
Aha, uh-huh, okay, fascinating. Okay, so here we have here, this is a very powerful idea. Over here is the Michil Drashmi saying, when it says over here, Hashem, Vayakshu Hashem Vayishma, this pasuk is to be viewed in contrast to what we say in Tehillim, in Hallel, Aznayim Lohem Velo Velo, what is it? Aznayim Lohem Velo Yishmohu. The idols have ears and they don't listen. In contrast to that, this pasuk, Oznidru Lahavdil Elif Alfe Havdolis, Oznidru Yireh Hashem Ish Elreu, Vayakshev Hashem, Hashem hearkens, Vayishmoh. It's fascinating when you have a pasuk, we have a bovi, you read this pasuk 100 times. This is a popular pasuk. This pasuk we learned the last couple of days. They were dwelling upon all of the midrashim is a very popular pasuk. Obviously, the fact that there's so many midrashim, shows how popular this pasuk is. And when you just read this pasuk in isolation, you don't get a full appreciation of what it's saying. By Yishma, when you have a midrash like this that says, don't forget to contrast this to what we say in Hallel. Aznayim lohem v'lo yishmo'u. Idols don't hear nothing. Whatever you'll do for the idol, it's worthless. L'havdol elef alfi avdolos b'bayinu shloilam. Everything that you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening, and it's written v'yikra sefer zikaron lefanov l'yirei Hashem l'choy shrei shmo. So very, very fascinating wake-up call to more often than not, you appreciate something only by its contrast. When you just have something in isolation, you know, it's lacking. But the contrast always brings out a dimension that you otherwise would not appreciate. Okay, now now we go to the next pasuk, Gitzayim. Okay, we did this pasuk, now the Chazal. And so we learned al derech pshat that Hashem, he writes down all of a person's good deeds and he puts it away in storage. A segula in this context doesn't mean like diamonds and jewelry and crowns. And it means storage, safekeeping, in a safety deposit vault. It's put away for long-term storage. And that's all it means here. It's a treasure, an act of a yirah shemayim that no one is aware of. Okay, davar hamoso leliboy shel adam nemar bo v'yareisa me'elokecha. Yirah shemayim is always used in the context of things that nobody knows about. No one knows secrets. You know the joke. The joke is this guy is such a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik nistar. He's a tzaddik nistar. He's such a tzaddik nistar, even the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't know. that's a joke, right? Oh, he's a tzaddik, yeah, he's a tzaddik nistar. Even the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't know that he's a tzaddik. Okay, but the truth is, a tzaddik, an act of Yirah Shemayim, by definition, is something that no one knows about. No one knows. No one knows what you did. Because you have this all the time, you have this by tzitzis, kol ilan and techeles. So kol ilan techeles, according to Dr. Goldstein, who runs the institute, it's his baby here of the techeles institute, the lyrics, is basically it's chemically it's identical. There is the scientific way you can produce techeles, the fraud and the real thing. Under a microscope, there's absolutely no difference. It's just a matter of there are other techniques in producing techeles. It has to do with, I don't remember all the details, but there's no way in the world you can tell the difference between what's called kol ilan and techeles. There's no way. It is chemically identical under a microscope. And therefore, the person from whom you purchase the techeles, you have to trust. you have to trust him with your full heart that he is giving you the real deal. So therefore, that's an act of Yirah Shemayim. That's why Techeles indeed is associated with Yirah Shemayim. Re'isim Zechayim is called Mitzvah Hashem. V'astisim Oysam V'loy Sosudu. And what does Chazal say? That the Techeles is Daim Liyam. And the Yam is Daim L'Rokiyah. And the Rokiyah is Daim to the Kisya HaKavod. The Techeles takes you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kisya HaKavod is a place where you're afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Yirah. Why is Techeles associated with Yirah? Because Techeles, because it in essence is something that you can get away with. You can get away with it. No one will know that you're selling or you're giving away is fraud. How do you know that the Sofer did not write any letter out of order? The halach is if you write one letter in the tefillin out of order, this tefillin apostle. How do you know that when he wrote the tefillin, he said l'shem kedushas Hashem, l'shem kedushas tefillin? No one knows. All you see, what you see, what you get. You have to trust the person that wrote the tefillin. He's a Yari Shemayim. No one can tell you. These are all things that are secrets, and that's the essence of Yirah Shemayim. And that is why an act of Yirah Shemayim, what happens to it? It's put away as a segula. What is a segula? It's hidden away in a vault that no one even knows where the vault is, and no one knows how to get into the vault. No one knows what it looks like. It's a segula. It's because this comes with the territory. Since an act of Yirah Shemayim by definition is something that nobody knows about, only you and Hashem, that's why Ani Oiseh Segula. It's put away in storage to a place that no eye in the world can see. No one has access. No one knows what's in there. It's part of the territory. Hashem, he listens to the Yireh Hashem Isho. Vayakshar Hashem Vayishma. And he writes it down. And what does he do? V'hoyol yom Hashem tzvokas layom asher ani oiseh segula. It's going to be for me. I'm going to put it away layom. It's hard to translate these words. I guess it means I'm going to put it away for a special day. But in the meantime, Asher ani oiseh segula. Let's see the Maamar Chazal. V'heichon omar. Now this Maamar Chazal is going off on a little bit of a tangent. Only the very short Maamar Chazal. Where did Hashem say this? Hashem says, V'hoyu li om Hashem. Layoim, the day, it's going to be, it seems that the Medrash is looking back to the past. Layoim refers to in the past. Hashem in the past made a statement that refers to Segulos, and that is the day of Matan Torah. The time of Matan Torah, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that you klali shol v'hiyisem li segula. So the Pasuk here says that when a person does an act of Yirah Shemayim, he is connecting himself to the time of Matan Torah. V'hoyu li yomer Hashem tzivakos layoim. It's going to be to me, Hashem. I'm trying to understand what the Medrash says. It seems like he's trying to interpret the past to me. Yeah.
I have a question here, a side question. You mentioned many times Yirat Shamayim. Where did this bitui came from? Yeah, we're talking Yirat Hashem here. Yirat Hashem, Yirat Hashem. Bashamayim, you have the sun and you have the moon, you have Kochavim. You start to say Yirat Shamayim. That's made right. People to Avodah Zarah.
Okay, so we actually spoke about this. I don't know, but we said very recently, we have a Chumash over here. The expression comes from the fourth day of creation, or the second day. Vayim Elokim Yehira Kiyam Sechem Hashem. Chazal say, Rashi makes it very clear, that everything was created on day one. And on the next 6 days, Hashem just put everything in its place. So Rashi says, Hashem Sihiro Kiya Besuchamoyim, and thank you very much, Mr. Cohen, for everything, for the coffee, for setting up the computer and setting up the microphone every morning, and for the Chumash. So Rashi, it's a very important Rashi. He says it's a very important. This is a very popular verse. This is what I've heard many times, I've seen it many times, is that at the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis, when Hashem Sihiro Kiya Besuchamoyim, the words of Rashi are very precise. It's Kedai to read it in Sihiro Kiya. Here it is. Yechazei korakia, sha'af al pi shenivra shamayim biyoyim harishayim, adayin lachim hayu. The heavens were still moist, whatever that means. The karshu, they congealed by b'sheni, on day sheni. How do they congeal? Migaaras, from the shout, from the shout HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'omroi, when Hashem said, Yehi Rokia, there shall be Rokia. V'zesh Amar Amudei Shemayim Yeroifefu, the pillars of heaven were weak.
Were weak.
V'oimet, and what happened? And they were weak, or they were shaking. V'oimet, they stood still, without moving, migaras, from the shout, hame'ayim olav, from the one who terrified them, who scared them. So the first time in this world, in the history of this world, in the creation of this world, where we find an object that was afraid, that reacted to Hashem. Hashem shouted, and this object got scared, and in its fright, in its fear, it stood still, it froze, was the Shemayim.
So Shemayim is the creation of Hashem.
Right.
Hashem
created the Shemayim, Hashem was mitzamtzim, just like Hashem for us, Hashem concealed himself. Right. When Hashem created the Shemayim had it, was weak, was moving around, was shuckling, was walking around, went out for a cup of coffee, it started wasting its time, it was weak, and it was loitering, was doing all these different things. And then Hashem on day two said, Yehi Rokia, B'soch HaMoyim. And the Rokia was terrified. What happened? Hashem just called my name, and he told me what I should do. And it says the words of Rashi, the Oimed, the Shemayim, stood still, migaaras, because of the shout, hame'ayim olav, the one who scared it, the one who imposed his terror, his fear, and therefore the Shemayim is the first object in this world that experienced or displayed Yira. So when we from Hashem. So when we talk about this principle of fear, you're correct. There's fear of Hashem, Yirei Hashem. There's fear of Elokim. By Amalek, it says V'lo Yorei Elokim.
Elokim.
And then sometimes it says to be Yiras Hashem, Yudkei Vavke is Midas Harachamim, and Elokim is Midas Hadin. So it depends. Rak, and Yiras Elokim, the Luke's Pasha, Avi Melach, there's no Yiras Elokim, a person that comes to town, he asks him that Elokim. So there's different types of, some people are just afraid, they're afraid of Din, they don't want the world, they don't want to go to jail, they don't want the world to collapse. And there are some people who don't want to jeopardize their love, their close relationship. That's the Yiras of Hashem. I have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu a love relationship. I don't want to jeopardize the close relationship. I'm not afraid that Hashem's he's going to punish me. He has no power to punish me. And there's a certain person I'm very close with. He can't do anything to me. Adarabha, I can do what I want to him. But I have a very close, good relationship with him. I don't want to jeopardize that closeness, that friendliness that we have together. That's Yiras Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei. Yiras Elokim. I don't want Hashem to send a bolt of lightning to knock me out. But then there's a print. So there are different types, different varieties. The catch-all phrase that describes all the different types of Yira, and by then there's another Yira, what we call Yiras HaRoimimus. Yiras HaRoimimus is where awe. It's not a matter of love, it's not a matter of fear, just a matter of, it's not really what we call fear. I don't think it's the word fear, it doesn't really do it justice. Awe is you just like, wow, you're amazed. You're amazed, you're in shock, you don't want to go near that near, this thing, because it's just way over your head. Yiras HaRoimimus. So when we want to use an expression, a catch-all expression that captures Yiras Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, Yiras Elokim, Midas Hadin, and the principle of what we call Yiras HaRoimimus, or we use a term called Yiras Shamayim. And on the one hand, Shamayim means Hashem in all of his dimensions, Din, Ahava, Roimimus, but also it goes back to the beginning of creation, of the Rakia. The Rakia is the Shemayim. Yehi Rakia b'soch hamayim. The Rakia was weak. It was shaking. It was unstable. And when Hashem shouted at the Shemayim, it was afraid. It was afraid, as Rashi says, v'oymed migaaras hame'ayim olof. This var that I'm telling you is obviously not my var. This is a very popular var that over the years you see repeated again and again and again to explain the term Yiras Shamayim. You ask an excellent question. Why do we take the word Shamayim? Because you say it sounds like Avodah Zarah. Hashem said, don't go bow down to the stars and the moon and the sun. So how could we say the Yiras Shamayim? That it almost sounds like that we're afraid of the mazolos. We're afraid of the sun and the moon, which is pure, unadulterated apikorsis. So what does it mean? So the answer is we have to understand Shemayim obviously means to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're borrowing from the first Rashi on the beginning of the Torah of the Oymed Migaras HaMa'ayim Olaf. Okay, now going back over to Amar Chazal, V'Heichon Omar V'Yisem Lisegula. This Medrash is very critical. He's explained, no one here on the page explained with Layoim. V'Hoyuli Omar Hashem Tzevokos Layoim. They will be to me, so says Hashem, layom, like a day. What does that mean? Let's go back to the Mitzudos David. The Mitzudos David said, "V'ha'yuli imreim yehu shumurim etzli al hayoim asher ani oise alav segula hu yoim hagimol." According to the Mitzudos David, the word layom is the future. The future. When's the future? The Yom HaGemul, when Mashiach will come and will be din v'cheshbon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward the tzaddikim and punish the rishayim. So it will be guarded away for a special day in the future. That's the La Yom. That's what the Mitzudos David said. Did Rashi make a point explaining when Bohayuli Devarim Niku Yomim La Yom Asher Nesar Segula Asher Atzarti V'Nachti L'Shalim Bo'Gul? The same thing. Rashi also, it is for the future. Along comes the Medrash. The Medrash says, no, it's the past. It's the past. The word Layoim is referring to the day of Matan Torah. And the word Layoim does not mean it will be guarded. He says, V'heichon Omar, when did Hashem say this? V'hiyisem li, you the Jewish people shall be for me a segula. So what does it mean then, the pasuk V'hayuli Amar Hashem Tzvakos? It's not going on the actions. See, V'hayuli, the Jewish people, the subject.
This is not focused on layom. It's focused on segula. Where?
Yeah, but you have to take the entire pasuk in context. The word segula,
okay, so
is
when. When did Hashem refer to
the Jewish people and the Matan Torah? So that he's changing the entire pshat in the pasuk according to the Medrash. In other words, according to Rashi and the Mitzudos, the subject of the hoyuli are the good deeds, are what they said to one another. It's not the people. It's not the people. It's these two people. They're talking to each other and they're engaging in words of Torah and Yiras Shamayim. And those words, the hayuli, their activity, their behavior, it will be guarded for me. Hashem will take that behavior that these two people are engaging in. I will take that behavior, I will record it, and I will guard it in a safety deposit vault until the Yom HaGemul. It will be a segula until that day, and on that day we're going to take it out and we're going to give out reward. The Medrash says, no, the word V'hayuli is not referring to the activity. It's referring to the people.
These people,
these two individuals that are conversing, they are the people. They are the people that were the people that I spoke about by Matan Taru, V'hiyisem li segula. You shall be for me a chosen nation. These people that are engaging in words of Yiras Shamayim, that's what I was referring to. This is what I was referring to back in the day. Back in the day when I said V'hiyisem li segula, what did I have in mind? These people. So it's an entirely different approach, entirely different translation of a subject. Of the words, V'hayuli. Is Vahayuli referring to the activity, or is Vahayuli referring to the individuals, the people that are engaging in the activity? They are...
According to the Hemshech of the Pasuk... Is
right,
the
right. The people, right. You have to go backwards. Right, since the word segula refers to the assembly segula, so we have to go backwards and understand the beginning of the pasuk refers to that Hashem, this is what I had in mind by Matan Torah when I said the assembly segula. Okay, next Chazal. La'am segula, a mosai heim segula. One of the Jewish people special. Bezman shuhu mechale umay so'olam bibnehem u'mishtayrim b'olam. So he's saying, here it seems like he's going in the other direction. There's a different medrash. There's not a question. Each medrash, to each his own. First was the mechilta. This was the mechilta, regular mechilta. Okay, the regular mechilta. And now we have over here a medrash tanoim that says, it seems that the word layom is the future. The future. And he's not learning like Rashi that I'm going to put this away in storage. But it means that these people will come back to life at the time when Hashem will make...
Or just to demonstrate how special Klal Yisrael is, when will it be evident in the world?
Okay, so when will it be evident? When will the segula... Takes out the garbage. Excellent. Sanitation comes and cleans out the garbage. Exactly. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will mechale umay yisrael b'bnei, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy, will put an end to the nation of the world before them, and who will remain? Umishtadim b'olam, and the Jewish people will remain alone. Shenemar v'hoyu li'om Hashem tzvokas layoim. So the Jewish people will be for me on that day, layoim, on that day in the future, asher ani oiseh skulu, when I make them special. They're not going to be special until we clean out the garbage. Exactly. Okay, he is learning different. He's learning not like anything we learned until now. The word the Vahayuli refers to the people, and Anioi says Skula means that Klal Yisrael will be special. But when will they be special? Not now. Layoim, some day in the future, and that day will be defined at the time when the Umay Sa'olam perish, when they cease to exist. Now that's a very controversial statement because there are many conflicting memory chazal as to who exactly will perish. Doesn't mean that every single member of the Umay Yisrael.
Right, it doesn't have to.
It means that the people that have to go. Not everyone has to go.
The enemy powers.
The Malchus HaRashah. The Malchus HaRashah, whatever all that means, and that obviously is subject to a lot of discussion, a lot of debate. Whatever. Pasuk Yudches. Then we go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yudches. So
you want to hear another explanation?
Yes.
Hayul li amar Hashem tzavod layom asher ani oseh segula. Ani oseh segula et hayom aseh. The segula is that yom, this special day.
Yeah.
Hayul li amar Hashem tzavod shemesh takal marpeh lefnateh mitzaten vishifshtem egle marpeh. But layom asher ani oseh segula, that day will be a special day.
Right, that's what we're saying.
That's another explanation.
That's what we're saying. Isn't that exactly what we're saying? That day in the future, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come forth, will reveal himself. And okay, you just trying to say that it's not necessarily the elimination of the wicked. It means the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal himself with the coming of Mashiach, that day is the day that is a segula, and the tzaddikim will be part of that. Be part of that process. Okay, next pause. The pause because the next page 903. Next, Maim Chazal, I think is the last one. V'shavtem lisa ben tzadik l'rosha ben oved elokim l'asher lo yavodoy. On that day, we'll see the difference in the tzadik l'rosha. Isn't it hashkacha pratis that we're learning parashas vayera, and vayera Avraham was mispalel to Hashem, the people of Sodom, ula yesh chamishim tzadikim esoycho ir. Av tispe tzadik im rosha. Isn't amazing this chazal right against the backdrop of Parshas Vayera? That day you will see Bein Sadik L'Rasha Bein Oved Elokim L'Asher Lo Yavodoy Amalei Bar Hei Hei L'Hillel. That was his name. His name was Hei Hei. You know, his name was a number. Hey is a number, five, right? Hey is a number.
And hey is a reference to, and you know, the other one also.
Ben Bagbag.
Ben Bagbag. Ends up the hay, which was the hay from Avram. That's supposed to
the be. The hay from Avram, Bagbag.
Hey, they call him hay because he was a ger, and it's just a reference to the hay that Avram
wow, they, who was a ger, etc. Bagbag
is Beis and Gimel, ends up the hay.
Hey,
that's
wow.
That's the man, that's also.
He's saying that the reason why he was called hay, he was the ger. And Avram, when he became a ger, his name was changed from Avram to Avraham. So the letter hey is a way of expressing, a way of hinting that he is a ger.
Like
and bag is beis and gimel, two and three, which adds up to five. It's also a way of indicating that this person is a ger tzedek. Because the ger tzedek, the first ger tzedek, Avram to Avraham, very, very interesting. But his name was Hey. He took there's a whole discussion. There was a court case. Of course, it's a person allowed to have a name that's in America, whatever you want, probably. But years ago, when the country was a little more dignified, so there was a court case where a person went and he went to change his name. Happens every so often to change, and he wanted to give himself a number. It was a celebrated case, probably 20 years ago.
There are some people.
So I'm sure today, if there are a lot stranger things that go on in America than this. But in those days, you didn't hear about those things, and the judge didn't let him. I remember the judge rejected. He says, there's no such thing as having a number. You're not a number. You're a person. You have to have a name. We will not give you, allow you to change your name. What's your name?
Something
yeah,
like that.
You have to have a letter. It's alpha, whatever they call. No numbers. There's not a password. You can't go give yourself a password as your name. Okay? You have to have a special character with a capital letter and a number. No. You have to have all letters. The first letter is the capital and the other letter is a lowercase, and that's to make sense. You have to be able to enunciate it in a normal way. The judge rejected this attempt to have a number.
Change his name, the stupid judge.
Okay, there was also people that Adolf Hitler. There are people that try to name their children Adolf Hitler. All these type of Mishugaim out there.
Yeah, well,
so, a lot of Mishugaim out there. So over here, this guy, his name was 10. He wasn't 007. His name was 10. Hey is 5. 5 plus 5 is 10. He probably got a PhD in mathematics. hey. Right, his number was 5 plus 5. Bag. He was also 10.
The most popular name is a question mark.
Yeah.
Like, what are you?
Okay, so Amalei Bar Hey. His name was Barry. What a name, huh? What a name. You go look in there in Avchaim Kanievsky. He doesn't bring down this name. He doesn't discuss this name. Ben Hey and Bag. It's not part of the list there. I don't know why not. My dichsev. What does it mean possibly? Veshavtem or isem bein tzadik l'rosha bein oved elokim v'ashaloy avodo yahainu tzadik hainu avod elokim. Why the repetition? What are we gaining with repetition here? What's the difference between an oved elokim and a tzadik? Hainu rosha. What's the difference between the rosha hainu ashaloy avodoy? Omar. Now, it's very interesting. By the way, before we even go further, what do you say in the Haggadah? Rosha mohu oimer mohu avoido. Ho avoido hazois lochem. Lochem v'loy loy. So what does it mean lochem? The avoida is lochem. I am not doing this avoida. He is asher lo avodo. You see this pasuk is an explanation to why he is called a rasha. In the Torah, it doesn't call him a rasha. Why did Chazal go and define him as a rasha? All it says in the pasuk is, all it says, Mo ho avoida hazoitz lochem. What's so terrible?
And that's not in the Torah. That's not necessarily the.
That's in the Torah.
Russia.
Right. The Torah. The Torah says.
A lot of those are flipped around.
Right, but the Torah says the pasuk Mo ho avoida hazoitz lochem. Along comes the Baal Haggadah, Rosha mahu oimer. Mo ho avoida hazoitz lochem. Excuse me. Who told you? Who told the Baal Haggadah, whoever wrote the Haggadah, which we have a tradition, either Eliyahu HaNavi wrote it, the Rahu of the Haggadah, the Goinim, the Rabbanim Savaroi, who exactly wrote the Haggadah? Who's the author? How come he's anonymous? Who wrote the Haggadah? But whoever wrote the Haggadah, excuse me, that's quite a chiddush. Today, no one, I guarantee you, no one would take that pasuk without a makar. And it says in the Haggadah there are four psukim in the Torah that describe children asking questions. So this pasuk we're going to label him a rasha. What's the big deal? Mo ho avoida hazois lochem. What is this service to you? So okay, so he wants to exclude himself. So what? Not every student in yeshiva does what he's supposed to do. You're not going to go call him a rasha. Who's going to call him a rasha? You call him a rasha. It's not. He doesn't know. He doesn't understand. Yet the Baal HaGod is bold. And he calls him a Rasha. Why? This pasuk. Because this pasuk says, Bein Tzadik La Rasha, and then it repeats itself. And basically the second half of the pasuk is explaining what a Tzadik is and what a Rasha is. The pasuk says, V'shafta, but he said, Bein Tzadik La Rasha. Now what is a Tzadik and what is a Rasha? So a Tzadik is Bein Oyved Elokim. And what is a Rasha? La'asher Loy Avodo. Now we have a license. Now when it says in the pasuk more, when the child says ho avodah hazos lochem, the avodah is for you, not for me. I am in the category of asher lo avodah. Oh, you've now said lochem v'loy loy. Okay, you know what you've just done? You have labeled yourself a rasha. Because everyone knows Tanakh on their fingertips, and it says in Malachi, in the end of Perek Gimel, it says, Bein Tzadik Lo Rasha, and a Rasha is Asher Loi Avodoy.
Right.
Okay, so this is a typical thing that Rav Chaim Kanievsky would do.
Yeah, Rabbi Alper makes a point of saying the operative part of the Pasuk Mo Avodah Zos Lochem is the intro to that Pasuk. It says, V'ayah ki yomru aleichem b'neichem mo avodah zos lochem.
Yeah.
What does it mean ki yomru aleichem? When your kids start to tell you,
okay, that's a different idea.
What
okay.
is, as opposed to ki yishalcha bin cholei mor mazos.
Yomru.
If you ask, that's okay. a
different
kind of
question. There's a she'elam, there's a statement.
Tell you don't understand.
It's a beautiful idea.
And yeah, so okay. He says that the point is, he says, Rabbi Alper makes a point of saying, mo avodah zos lochem mean, I believe in God, same as you, but there's no need for me to put on tefillin every day, to do all this work. You do this work. What is the point? To instill upon you that there's a God. I believe in God, so I don't have to do the work. I don't need it.
When they start saying,
yeah, no,
that's
no,
a very
big
one. Okay, but okay, it's a totally different idea.
I know there's a God.
Okay, that's a totally different idea. That idea is,
But
over
I'm
here
saying,
you
that's
see.
That's what he says.
When you see over here in Mamish, in the Pshuta Shel Mikra, the definition of L'Rasha is Asher Loi Avodah. So now you learn Pasha Pshat, when the Rosh, Allah, Lochem, the Avodah is Lochem, but not for me. So he's labeled himself. It's Mamish a Pasuk in Malachi. If not this Pasuk, how would, if you don't come up with other ideas, we'll become...
It's very true, according to the text, it says, it doesn't say U Ben Oved Elokim Asher Lo Avodah. It's the same one. Ben Tzadik L'Rasha, Ben Oved Elokim Asher Lo Avodah. It's not different people.
It's right, that's what it's saying. It's defining.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Right, it's a definition.
Because there is no vav there.
The pasuk is defining what is a tzaddik and what is a rosh. A tzaddik is an oved Hashem and a rosh is asher loy avodo. Therefore, when the pasuk says the hayaki yomer lechem benechem mo ho avoda, okay, the avoda hazos lochem v'loy lo. That means you've just said about yourself that you are a person asher loy avodo. And in this pasuk, the pasuk says the one that's asher loy avodah is the rasha. The beferish pasuk. This example is something which is a typical thing, type thing. If you learn Rav Chaim Kanievsky's the questions, when they ask him to define words, and he quotes for you out of nowhere. He on the spot he quotes you pasukim, and like you look at the pasuk and ding ding ding, wow, it's mamish. They put into the siddur a word which. You can break your head open and you can go look at all the durational, very nice things, nice ideas. And they're all true. All the ideas are all true. No one's coming to deny that the ayin panim l'Torah. But when you have a pasuk and the pasuk says it explicitly, you know, everything else pales in comparison. And here is such an example. who this is a pasuk that we don't spend, you know, it's not a very popular pasuk. It's the Haftarah. This is the Haftarah. The Haftarah, we read this Haftarah, Shabbos HaGadol, but it's not necessarily on the tip of the tongue of most people, and it's explicit. Okay, further, so the measure of the question is why the repetition? Why do we actually need the pause to go and elaborate so much? So, Hainu Tzadik, Hainu Ovi, Hainu Ovi, Lukum, Hainu Rosh, Hainu Ovi, Hainu Ovi, Omale, Avodoy, Bloy, Avodoy, Tarvayu Tzadik, Gimurininu. So it says over here, not like we just said. This is a chazal. Okay? This is a drush. It's a drush. This is not pashup shah. It's a medrash. And medrash of the year says they're really both the same. Avodah v'avodah t'ravay tzadik gemurininu. Ve'ein edoyim shoyne pirko me'apam l'shoyne pirko me'av yechad. You cannot compare a person that learns something 100 times to a person. Didn't we have this not so long ago? A person learns 101 times. Amar le'um yishum chad zimda. We had this in one of the mafarshim on top of here. Maybe the radak or the malbim. Just because he only reviewed 100 times, not 101, because he only learned avodai, amalei in, yeah, that's correct. Say ulamad mishuk shel chamorim. Go look at the donkey drivers, people who go and they're taxi drivers, right? Liskar chamor lemasa shel asada parase bezuza. If you want to rent a donkey driver to go travel 10 parsah, it costs 1 zuz. The ilu liskor lechad asar parsay betray zuzay. Once you want to go 11, you pass the threshold. Yeah, you pass the threshold, then the price doubles. The price goes up. Everything in the market, everything we all know about this, that until this amount, this is the price. Once you reach a certain threshold, then the price dramatically goes up higher. That's the way the world works. So a person who goes and he learns, he reviews something 101 times, it shows, it says something. Okay, there's a lot of depth in this chazal, but he's saying, look at the world. When it comes to money, you could appreciate this. It's a different attitude. When you come, if you want to go travel 11 parsois, you have to pay 2 zuz. 10 parsois is 1 zuz. Why is that so? What's the difference between 10 and 11? Why in the marketplace do they charge double? Obviously, it's something which we all sense. It's very hard to actually put this in words, to really bring out the idea in words, in eloquent words, to really hit the core of this principle, which I obviously can do, because I don't know. What?
And
that's
just one day.
Daf Yomi, you're talking Daf Yomi. Once you go into the new cycle. Okay. There's something to it.
If you go over 100,
yeah,
it means that you really mean it. That you really over.
So what does that mean exactly? It creates a different impression. It means you want to go long distance. You want to travel further. 11 has some type of, makes an impression upon a person's mind. You're right. Technically speaking, you're not really traveling that much more. But when you say 11 in a person's mind, oh, you're going long distance. You know, there are many different ways you can learn Shadness Kumar, what it means. You can say maybe, you can get away with it.
People will. It doesn't stop at 100. It goes beyond.
Yeah, but what does that mean exactly? I'll just throw out one svara. If you go and you want to go take an Uber, let's say, to go to Coney Island Avenue, from Ocean Avenue to Coney Island Avenue, and the price is $100. Ridiculous. I'm not paying $100. No way. I'll walk or I won't go altogether. I'm not going to pay. You're not going to rip me off. You cannot rip off a person. People will not accept it. People, the price for going a couple of blocks, $100, no way. I'm not going to give you that kind of money, even if I'm a billionaire. Even if I have all the money in the world, I'm not going to give you $100 to go take me a couple of blocks. But let's say I say, okay, we're going to go from New York to New Jersey. We're going to the airport. Oh, going to the airport. So then, all right, then there's an understanding going from your house, you're going to pay more money. How much are you going to pay? Whatever the going rate is. Let's make believe $50. Okay. Let's say you happen to live a few blocks away from the airport. Okay, let's say you happen to live not so far from the airport. When you say to a person, you call up for a cab, I'm going to the airport. Where do you live? I live in Queens. It happens to be you're a 5-minute walk from the airport. Oh, you're going to the airport? We charge $50. Don't confuse me with the facts of how far away, how many blocks you live. There's a certain psychological impression. You're going to the airport? That's choshuv. We charge a lot of money for that. I don't want to hear how far away you are. And you'll go along with it. Because it is a chashivas. I'm traveling 11 parsois. Oh, 11 parsois? 2 zuz. But what do you mean? If I was only going to travel 10 parsois, it was only 1 zuz. How could it be that it's double? How could it be that when I go from 10 to 11, for one parsa, you would charge me nothing, be free. And now when I'm going from 10 to 11, 10 is only 1 zuz, 11 is 2 zuz? 11 parsois is long distance. And guess what? You're going to pay. You're willing to pay the 2 zuz. You're willing to go along with it. Because in the person's mind, it's choshev. It's not a matter of distance. The Gemara here, I'm just telling you one svara. Over here we have 100 and 101. There's no difference. Once already, you've already reviewed something 100 times. It's very unlikely you're going to gain anything tangible by reviewing it one more time. You've already reached the peak of understanding. That's not true, really, because you really, every time you learn, it's too delicate to make that measurement. You learned 100 times, so what's 101 times? Nothing. However, it's an attitude. When you say 101, oh,
that's right.
There's an attitude. Okay, that's one svara. But the other side, that's what he's comparing it over here to money. So that's why I'm saying this svara. But last time when we learned this, I told you a different svara. I told you then is, when it comes to money, people they look, they have stocks and they have investments. They know how much money is in the investment. It's not going to change every 5 minutes. They're obsessed. Every 5 minutes, they're checking their phone. Did it go up 3 cents? Did it go down 3 cents? What are you checking your phone? Check your phone once a week. What do you need to check every 5 seconds if it went up 1 or 2 cents? When you're in love with your money, your lot, I know it didn't go up more than a couple of pennies. But still, something that is dear and near to you, that's the way life is. If learning is a burden, once you get to 100 times, I'm done. If it's something that it's like money, then 100, it's a revelation of your attitude towards the subject matter. Okay, this concludes this section. Okay, this concludes this section. We've done, I think, everything over here, I believe, just let me make sure. Anything extra we want to do over here? No, I think we've done the entire thing that we want to speak about. So let's now just start very briefly. We have a few minutes. Start very briefly the next pasuk. The mamash winding down, coming very quickly to the end. Pasuk Yutes. Ki hineh hayoyim ba boyer katano. The day is coming. Now the word ba is ba mean the future tense, the past tense, the present tense. Ba is the past tense.
When you say something is coming,
yeah,
that means the future.
The future. Hinei hayoim ba. Not so simple how to translate these words. Okay.
Ba.
No, we don't have a hey. If we had a hey, so then there would be a difference. Like this week's parasha. No, it was last week's parasha. Hinei hashemesh.
That's another thing.
Ba. This is a rubber. Ki ra asam. And Hashem said about Sodom and Amorah, their evil is rabbah. We don't read it rabbah. When you ever have a word and it's a word like this with a double kamatz, if it's milra, which means if you put the emphasis on the last syllable, then it's the present tense. If you put the emphasis on the second to last syllable, which usually is the first syllable, then it's the past tense. What's the class that we always talk about? Lashana. How do you pronounce this? Lashana haba'a birushalayim or Lashana Habo'ah Birush. There's a major difference in the pronunciation. Most Haggadahs, they're afraid to put in a message to tell you what to say. If you say Lashana Habo'ah, and you put the emphasis on the last syllable, on the Aleph, Lashana Habo'ah, it means basically next year. I don't want Mashiach to come this year. I'm too busy. Lishana haba'ah, it's really the present tense. The year that is coming. What do you mean the year that is coming? Next year. The year that is on the way. It's coming towards us. Next year. Lishana the year haba'ah. Next year, we should merit to be in Yerushalayim and we should have our Pesach Seder. Next year, we should be in Yerushalayim and we should be in the Beis HaMikdash watching the Kohen Gadol come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But if you put the emphasis on the Beis, Mil'el, on the second to last syllable, which in this case will be on the Beis, Lishana HaBo'ah, it means the year that has already come. When did the year already come? Rosh Hashanah. Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Lashanim. The year that has already arrived, which in essence means this year. May Mashiach come now in the year that has already arrived.
Nisan is
Geula. So, whenever, right, so when, if you want to say it's Nisan, you want to say it's Tishrei, and when you're sitting at the Pesach Seder, the year has already arrived. So you say Lashana, the year Habah, that has already come in the past, that has already entered, may Mashiach, we should be in Yerushalayim. When Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah certainly already came. You already had Rosh Hashanah, now you finish Yom Kippur. Lishana, the year, Haba'ah, that has already arrived. May we be in Yerushalayim. If you pronounce it Lishana Haba'ah, you put the emphasis on the Aleph, Milara, you're saying the year that is in the process of coming. And that the connotation of that expression means in essence next year. There's a year which means that it's coming. It's coming towards us next year. Next year may we be in Yerushalayim. So there it's a very big nafkamina. Where do you put the nesek? And if you look in a...
Is that so terrible, though?
What?
Is that so terrible to say?
Well, I'll put...
In other words, we didn't do a Karban Pesach this year.
Yeah.
Lashon Haba'ah.
You're not saying about the Karban Pesach. You're saying, who says you have to bring the Karban Pesach? Who says you have to bring the Karban Pesach?
That's
Lashon Haba'ah, that we should... Right now, we lost out on the Karban Pesach. We're not, according to most Poskim, you can't bring a Pesach Sheni. If the whole Klal Yisrael did not bring a Karban Pesach Rishonim, according to most opinions, we're done. There's no hope. There's no hope anymore to bring a Pesach Sheni. But so what? So what? We should still be in Yerushalayim for Shavuos, for summer vacation, for Sukkot. It doesn't necessarily mean the Karban Pesach. Yeah?
Whenever you have his name in the pasuk,
right,
it's reality. It's now.
Okay. It's, now, says, behold.
Behinei sheva parot olot. Behinei sheva. He says it. Behinei sheva shibolim. And behinei began chalomot shel Yosef. Behinei. It's coming very soon.
Did it already come?
Behinei hayom ba.
Did the day already come?
It's pissing.
Not so simple. The day already came. I think the Pasuk says, yeah. There's twice. One time it says bo, and one bo'ah. Right. So one Rashi there explains. When the Pasuk where it says, v'hinei Rachel bo'ah, she already has arrived in the past. When it says, v'hinei Rachel bo'ah, she's coming. She's on the way, on the way. In this week's parasha, it says Zakas Sedoim VaAmorah Ki Rabba, and Rashi explains in detail they already have sinned enough. Their sins already have reached the max. They're maxed out. Nismala Hasa'ah. It's in the past tense. We don't have to wait for them to do more averos. Zakas Sedoim VaAmorah Ki Rabba, not Ki Rabba. If it would say Ki Rabba, it means they're not yet done. They need to do more sins in order to fill their measure. It says, Ki Rabba, the measure is already filled to capacity. They're done. It's over. They have to be destroyed. Last week's parasha, it says chashecha bo. It says chashecha bo. Also, it's not bo'o, bo'o. The darkness has already arrived. It's already past tzeisak lechavim. So this is a general rule. Whenever you have a word like this, especially with the double kamats, and there are two syllables, so if it's going to be milara means the last possible syllable, that means the present tense. Whenever you put the emphasis on the second to last syllable, then it means the past tense. And there are many nafkaminas. Here, you only have one syllable.
And you have it again, it's the same pasuk. Lihatotam hayom haba. That is right. Coming.
So
is coming.
This gets a little bit more complicated.
It's not future, it's not past, it's not future, it is
the present,
now.
The present tense. So this is where you get a little more complicated. With the word ba, when you only have one syllable, how do you view that word? Now, obviously, you have to take that word into consideration with its context. You have to look at the word because you only have one syllable. You got to go look at the context. And the context is not a standalone statement of present or past. When you look at the context, it can make a difference and it can go both ways. So here it says, ki hine. You made a very good point. Behold. Behold, as you said, ordinarily means now, the present. It's a very good point. V'hinei soyamim vidna. Shocking thing.
No,
yeah.
I was going to say, hinei means pisel.
Suddenly.
Suddenly.
But suddenly means...
unexpectedly.
Like v'hinei shloshon Hashem.
V'hinei Leia. He thought he was marrying Rachel. He wakes up in the morning. Oh, guess what? I married the wrong girl. Hinei Leia. Hinei. V'hinei hi Leia. Okay, so it says here, ki hine. Hine is a gewaldic word. The word hine is...
The Navi sees it as a reality. He sees it.
Hine anochi shaleach lachem. Okay, let's read the words. Let's read the words. And we'll stop. Ki hine hayoim bo. Boyer katan, burning like a furnace. V'hoyu chol zedim, all of the wicked. V'chol oisei risha, kash. They will be stubble. They're going to be combustible. Very easy to destroy these things. The lihat oisam hayoim haba. The day that either is coming or has already come will consume them in fire. Who says this? Omar Hashem Tzivokos Asher lo yazoiv lohem. There will be nothing left from them. Not a shoresh, not a root, the anof, and not a branch. They will be completely obliterated off the face of the earth. Now, obviously, there's a lot to be said about this, and we have to wait until Emir Tashem next Monday to be continued. We'll take a short break, and we'll learn some Chumash in a few moments.
Thank you.